Calvin Holt, he followed a 77-year-old woman into an elevator last week.
Oh, to try to help her out?
Pulled a knife on her and demanded her purse, earrings, and wedding ring. I mean, what a freaking scumbag tool. But
Sally, you don't even need to say anything else. That's pretty much.
But well, it's funny though. See, because when he turned around to run away, he didn't realize that the elevator door had shut, and his face smacked right into it. The surveillance video.
It's has like him, Home Alone.
Yeah, he kind of staggers backwards and falls on his butt. So when the tool couldn't get the door open, he was stuck riding the elevator with this woman. And if he expected her to be, like, all cowed, you know, he was wrong. The old lady was wearing a hat, the kind of hat that women used to and apparently still do use hat pins to secure on your head.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever looked closely at a hat pin. They're sturdy needle things, and they're, like, 5 inches long. So Calvin got back up with his back to the woman, ready to jump out when, you know, the doors open. But before, you know, they did, she sticks him in the back of the neck with a pin.
She freaking stabbed him.
And then the doors open. Seconds later, he falls out. He's screaming and bleeding. The security guard is able to grab him, and other bystanders are standing there, you know, in shock. I'm looking at this woman. What's going on? The cops come. They watch the surveillance videos. All elevators are recorded, and they arrest this tool for armed robbery. You know, moral of the story, don't lock yourself in a box with your victim. You never know what they might do.
So is our elevator here in our building, is it all recorded?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
We need you and I need to go check that out.
Quick.
Okay.